Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting second. The right fielder, Roger Maris. Batting third. The second baseman, Lou Klimchuk. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Serve. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Dick Williams. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Kent Hadley. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jerry Lump. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hal Smith. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Johnson. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ken Johnson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Woody Held. Batting second. The center fielder, Carroll Hardy. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Tanner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gordy Coleman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting sixth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting 7th. The shortstop, Gene Leake. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Billy Moran. Batting 9th. The pitcher, John Briggs. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, John Briggs. And now, play ball. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris hits a pop-up towards third. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Snyder moves to second. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve hits a pop-up towards short. Leake settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Serve. Held reaches second base with a double. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner takes first base on ball 4. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman strikes out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Held moves to third. Tanner moves to second. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Klimchuk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley strikes out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a pop-up towards third. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive towards short. Leake reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Leek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lump fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0-for-1 in the game. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Held fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Klimchuk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Held strikes out. One out. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0-for-1 in the game. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tanner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 0-for-1 in the game. Serve hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hadley hits a fly ball into center field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman strikes out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Nixon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Snyder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Maris hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Moran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Leek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leek is 0 for 1 in the game. Leek hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of serve. Leek reaches second base with a double. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Leek moves to third. Moran moves to second. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Briggs hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Leek tags and scores. Moran tags and moves to third. One out. It's Athletics, 1, Indians, 1. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lump has Moran trapped. There's the throw to Smith and over to Williams, who tags Moran for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0 for 2 in the game. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clem Chalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Clem Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clem Chalk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clem Chalk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Moran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 0 for 2 in the game. Serve hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tanner hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hadley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Coleman for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 2 in the game. Nixon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hadley hits a pop-up towards first. Coleman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Leek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Leek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clem Chalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Moran hits a pop-up towards short. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Briggs hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Clem Chalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Morgan pinch hits for Ken Johnson. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball into left field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Maris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Snyder moves to third. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Klimchuk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leek misplays the ball. That's an error on Leek. Snyder scores. Maris moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Athletics, 2, Indians, 2. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 0-for-3 in the game. Serve hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tanner. Serve reaches second base with a double. Maris scores. Clem Chalk moves to third. It's 3-2, Athletics. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Clem Chalk tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-2, Athletics. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0-for-3 in the game. Hadley hits a fly ball into center field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Herbert now pitching. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Held strikes out. One out. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0-for-3 in the game. Hardy strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tanner strikes out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Gary Bell now pitching. Ray Webster now playing second base. Billy Moran now playing shortstop. Gene Leek now playing third base. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 3 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tanner. Lump reaches second base with a double. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert bunts towards third. Leek fields it and throws to first for the out. Lump moves to third. Smith moves to second. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Snyder hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito, who is chasing the ball. Snyder reaches third base with a triple. Lump scores. Smith scores. It's 6-2, Athletics. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Maris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Snyder scores. It's 7-2, Athletics. Luke Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Klimchuk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Maris moves to third. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Serve hits a fly ball into center field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Maris tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 8-2, Athletics. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a pop-up towards third. Leek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 3 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lump fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Colavito strikes out. 1 out. Don Dillard pinch hits for Russ Nixon. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Coleman moves to third. Jim Pearsall pinch runs for Don Dillard. Gene Leek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leek is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Leek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lump throws to second for 1, and Klimchuk throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Coleman scores. Leek moves to second. 2 outs. It's 8-3, Athletics. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Moran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leek scores. It's 8-4, Athletics. Ray Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moran moves to second. Dick Tomanek now pitching. Elmer Vallow pinch hits for Gary Bell. Jim Baxas pinch hits for Elmer Vallow. Jim Baxas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baxas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klimchuk fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Moran moves to third. Webster moves to second. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0 for 4 in the game. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lump fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.